This next story takes us to the other side of the world, to Mongolia, the sparsely populated nation squeezed between Russia and China. Mongolia faces an economic crisis because the economy is based on mining. The price of coal is down, along with the price of copper and other minerals. Tens of thousands of people who've lost their mining jobs are now mining on their own. They're taking part in a do-it-yourself mining movement that is both dangerous and desperately needed. NPR's Rob Schmitz takes us to the mining brigades of Mongolia.
On a hillside overlooking still more rolling hills, a family shovels jet black chunks of coal into a truck. Every half hour or so, they fire up a machine that steadily pulls a steel cable attached to what looks like a roller coaster car emerging out of a hole in the ground. It takes 5 minutes before it arrives at the surface, full of more coal extracted by cousins who work half a mile beneath the earth. For rural Mongolians like Engpot, risking his life in crude makeshift mines is the only way to survive in today's Mongolia.
The leather factory I worked at went bankrupt. I looked for other jobs, but most employers in my town have stopped paying their workers. Here inside the mine, we bring out coal with our bare hands and sell it for cash. We're our own bosses.
A report by the San Francisco-based Asia Foundation estimates 1 in 5 rural Mongolians, 100,000 people, are mining coal and gold on their own to make ends meet. Engpot belongs to what is called a brigade, 15 workers, family and friends, who have pooled their money to buy equipment to extract what's left in an old Soviet-era coal mine abandoned in the 1990s.
They say there is still enough coal under the ground here to last more than 50 years.
And that's why a ghost town in the northeastern Mongolian city of Nalak is now filled with life. Among the brick skeletons of warehouses and train depots, the landscape atop the abandoned mine is sprinkled with dozens of gurds, nomadic tents, each one housing a do-it-yourself mining brigade. 34-year-old Batbayar says wherever there's a tent, there's a shaft. It can take weeks of digging to find an untapped vein of coal. His brigade has found one after digging a tunnel nearly half a mile down. Now he and others shovel enough coal to fill 7 2-ton trucks a day. Most of it is sold to people in the capital city to heat their homes. Each brigade member earns about $200 a month, more than enough to feed their families.
It's pretty dangerous work, though. We place logs inside the shaft for support, but sometimes they collapse under the weight of the earth. Last week, 5 people from the brigade next to us were killed when their tunnel collapsed.
According to official figures, about 12 workers die inside these mines each year. But because many of the brigades aren't licensed, the actual number of those buried here is likely much higher. Inside another brigade's tent, a father straps on a headlamp, grabs a shovel, and kisses his 2-year-old son. He leaves him with the only woman in the brigade. Outside, the father descends into the mine shaft on a cart attached to a cable. The child, whose face is black from playing in mounds of coal, is beside himself. The woman tells him to stop crying, or she says jokingly, "The foreign journalist will beat you." The child looks at me and screams even harder. She finally gives him her phone, and he plays a video game on his bed, calming himself. The woman's name is Sina. She's 35 years old. She recently lost her job as a nurse, so she came here to cook and clean for the family brigade.
I'll have to stay here this year, and I hope to find a more proper job next spring. If I can't find anything, things will get difficult. What I make here is next to nothing. At least I can take care of this poor child.
She watches a toddler on the bed, his father now working deep beneath our feet, and she says, "This is no place for a child." She then pauses to add, "This is no place for me either." Rob Schmitz, NPR News, Nailah, Mongolia.